And this is week 19.
Well, to all our fans that were frustrated with us in all the cabin episodes, we are back in New York.
We're back in New York. We drove back real quick because Adam had diarrhea in every one of the beds.
We are recording now concurrent with the release of the episodes. This is being recorded on the day of the release of this episode, correct?
It is, yeah. This is live. Stav
has succumbed to
candy poisoning.
Yes. Which,
sorry, I feel like I got a burp, but nothing's coming up.
You need a puke real quick?
No, I'm all right.
You want to just take a couple seconds? We could all take a couple seconds.
We'll take a couple seconds. I feel like we've worked hard enough to...
Oh, it's on the coffee table. I'll get it.
Okay. Well, then it's just me. It's December something, probably. December something. I hope you guys are you had a nice Thanksgiving holiday. You maybe tried, you know, a different type of cuisine, went outside of your comfort zone, turkey and stuffing. What the hell is stuffing anyways, you know? How did that come about? Bunch of garbage? Bunch of garbage they put in the bird's ass?
That's right.
That's crazy. I wonder if anyone's done that bit a million times.
I think you're the first, probably. Mm. Yeah, what is that? Just a way to redo bread, right? As a condiment?
Yeah, I really don't. I think, and Stav will agree with me, Thanksgiving food, kind of garbage. It's just a lot of it.
Overrated. Yeah. Yeah, I think turkey is peasant food. And as we now find ourselves in the in sort of the top 1% of the 1%.
It's nice knowing with the little run we had before we came out here how bad this show had been already.
Yeah.
That it doesn't really, it goes from like a 2 to a 1.
I feel like we're not, I think in general we can gauge that it's good or bad, but I feel like beyond that we're not good at gauging.
At gauging quality. Like quantifying things.
Or the quality of the product.
Yeah,
itself.
I can't do that with anything. I'll look at a woman and I'll be like 250 pounds.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, excuse me?
She's like, I'm dying from anorexia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like, well, yeah, I didn't say you weren't beautiful.
Yeah.
I just said you look like you're 250 pounds. So if you take offense to that, that's on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw a woman and I was like, that's a 14-year-old. Mm. And she was like, I'm 28. And I'm like, that's disgusting.
Did that happen for real?
No.
Oh.
I was trying to play off of your quantifying thing. Mm-hmm. Stav is taking a shit right now for everyone that's listening.
I've never seen his shits.
What do you think they're like?
It's weird that we know so much about his body.
Well, here's the thing, is that you would expect his farts to be powerful, but they're kind of effete.
Well, his asshole is squeezed shut.
By fat.
By fat.
Yeah, we'd say it quietly.
Yeah, we don't want him to hear.
We don't want him to hear that we think he's fat.
Honestly, I never laugh harder than when he pretends he doesn't know that he's fat. That gets me pretty good.
It's kind of like Eric Cartman, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big boned.
Oh, here he comes.
Oh, hey.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's fine. I was just telling the audience how we're back from the cabin now and we're doing the episodes live again.
We're in
New York. They can relax. I know we got...
Yeah, it's December or...
We're in the Christmas spirit right now doing some holiday shopping.
Yep, I'm buying...
What are you getting your mom for Christmas? That's always a fun conversation.
I'm getting her. I'm getting her a couch.
Yeah,
I'm getting her a couch, and I'm getting her a stand mixer that we already discussed. Mm. And I already bought her the stand mixer because my mom. You guys have had my mother's cookies.
Mm. Fantastic cookies.
So I got her a heavy-duty fucking stand mixer so that she can get a nice batch going for the whole team.
Yeah. So then, she can get those cookies out and then go back to mothering.
Yeah. You know? Well, her and my grandma just fucking chill out. They got my brother's old room. They put a couple... I bought them Lazy Boys two or three Christmases ago.
They made a little bitch cave.
They made a bitch cave, dude. Yeah. they got a TV and a little... And my grandma has a tablet that she plays Sudoku on.
Nice.
And they're just fucking in there watching fucking Greek TV. Fucking
my aunt just recently.
She's got a hot plate. Like they're
a hot
like,
plate.
Like they're living like fucking crackheads, like in an abandoned.
They're cooking rocks on the hot plate.
Yeah, yeah.
Going to West Baltimore.
My aunt just moved into a new house, and she was looking for stuff to throw out.
Oh yeah,
there's all these boxes of shit in her house.
What and kind of stuff does
she?
She's
opening a box, and she looks at me, and she goes, "Do you know anyone that does Sudoku?"
Wow.
And I said no, and she's like,
"She had a book of Sudoku."
Yeah,
she should have given it to my grandma. She loves it.
It's probably like a $1.3 million house that they moved into.
Yeah,
and she doesn't want to throw out the Sudoku.
That's how rich people be acting, though.
Yeah,
that's how they got rich.
Yeah,
by not throwing shit away.
His next Jewish family.
Yeah,
that he keeps secret.
That he does keep secret. He's half,
but they're Jewish.
I keep them hidden.
He's a quarter.
It sounds like I'm doing a bit, but it's true.
No, I know it is true, but no one will believe you.
They think I'm doing a bit. Did you mute me?
No.
Oh
no, he didn't.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm getting. I'm so yeah, and I'm trying to get the guy who did my basement.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get him to remodel the bitch cave. I want him to come in, rip out the floor. When we were babies, they put wall to wall carpeting.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah,
I want them to fuck. And God knows how many of my brother's teenage loads hit that carpet.
Mm-hmm. I used to bust on the carpet. In high school, I just remembered that.
I was joking.
You don't, I was so lazy.
You don't think that it's like going to do anything. It's like decomposing biological.
Yeah, you think it's going to like disappear. Yeah, you're oh, it's like water.
I think I told this story already, but when I lived in Austin, the apartment complex had like a community room with like computers in it. And half the apartments in that complex would be like, it would be a one bedroom apartment with like 12 Guatemalan guys. And anytime, because the gym was in the back. So you'd have to walk to the computer area. And anytime I walked in there was like two computers at a desk, and there'd be like a 4'7" Guatemalan guy that would just scoot the computer chair closer, and then he's looking at the desktop, you know, for whatever reason, like the start menu.
Oh, he's not looking at dirty videos?
No. Well, he is. He's just minimal.
Oh, he's close.
Yeah, so they'd like scoot all the way close to the wall.
That's so awesome.
So you can't see it, but my roommate was the manager of the apartment complex.
Yeah.
And you can like shine a light under the desk in the back wall,
God.
The computers. I mean, it looked like fucking Luray cabinets.
They didn't even bust in their own hands.
It looked where like Tom Sawyer went missing.
Yeah,
you know,
that's fucking.
Remember that show on MTV, Room Raiders?
Yeah, of course.
It's dead, Nick.
We gotta charge the jewel.
I got a little charger upstairs.
I actually have a special kind of e-cigarette that you could use, Nick.
Yeah. What is it?
It's Euro really cigarette.
Cool. It's really cool.
That's what they call it. Would you like a Euro cigarette?
Would you like a Euro cig? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool. It's warm. It's not cold metal.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's warm. It's already at body temperature. Mm-hmm. And it's got a nice salty taste.
What's it?
And you suck on it.
Okay.
And you suck on it for like...
It's got nicotine?
12, 14 minutes. With your eyes closed.
Do you get cloud from it? Can you blast cloud?
You get
cloud?
A certain kind of... The thing is, cloud starts as a liquid form.
Oh, that's right. It's a vapor.
Mm-hmm. So this, you swallow a little bit of this juice, this cloud, and you don't need any for the
I just remember
days.
That Rory Scovel joke.
What Rory Scovel joke?
He's like, yeah, my dad caught me smoking cigarettes. And then he made me finish that pack in front of him. And then he made me jack him off with my mouth. Here's the thing. It's like, I've never smoked a cigarette since then. But I can't stop sucking guys off.
I miss Rory, man.
He's the funniest guy.
It's weird because I guess he probably still does stand up. But
he's like an actor.
He became famous.
What was then, it? What,
well,
what's
COVID,
he on?
That's it. That's what. Why you don't see
he was in an Amy Schumer movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was on the Bo Burnham MTV show.
What show? Oh, yeah.
The one where Bo Burnham's trying to go get famous or something.
And then he's in a movie with that hot bitch Rose Byrne, or a show. But I think it's on Apple TV, and
I saw her IRL the other day.
You did?
She's so hot.
She's unbelievable.
She's married to a hot guy.
Who? How hot?
I forget now, but I saw them at the
That's
Sopranos
so fucked
thing.
Up, dude.
One hot how woman. Hot and it's Red Man and
is
Method
it Bobby
Man?
Cannavale? I think it's Bobby.
Oh,
Cannavale.
Dude, he's a piece.
He deserves
ass.
It. He deserves.
Yeah, I was gonna be mad, but that's a hot guy I respect. He's
yeah,
not like
I
a
have,
model.
I have tremendous respect. For
oh,
him.
That's awesome. Yeah. Salute to Bobby Cannavale if he's fucking Rose Byrne.
Is Bobby yeah. Cannavale the guy with the kind of the shovel face? Or I'm thinking the actor, that Italian actor, the guy that played Fredo, died of bone cancer.
Yeah, John that Cazale was in five movies. Yeah, yeah.
He was a good actor.
Yeah. Look at them. They look great together.
Yeah, he's hot.
I thought that was Armando Santi when I was a kid.
Who's that?
A different actor.
I always confuse him with the guy that was at your old gym. The Jewish Bobby Cannavale.
John Bernthal?
John Bernthal.
Oh, that's a hot piece of ass.
They're a similar... I think they go out for the same roles. Mm-hmm.
You think
I would
so?
Say.
Yeah, you know, but Cannavale could have played.
They have a similar
Tony
thing.
Soprano's dad.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah,
who's John Bernthal?
We're due for a fun John Bernthal movie. I feel like there hasn't been one this year. You know Bernthal,
of course.
Yeah, we're all friends with him.
Yeah,
he was the Adam. Texts him sometimes.
Yeah, I got his number. Out of the phone book too.
Yeah,
he's John listed.
Yeah,
so weird.
John
yeah, yeah. Ugh, I did the most cringe thing.
I texted John Bernthal. Mm.
You're not.
It's been weeks, Adam. It's been weeks.
It's been weeks. It's December. It's Christmas it's season. Christmas. We're back in New York City. We've missed each other since the cabin. We had a great time.
Yeah, it's been. I miss you guys.
Stav lost 150.
I lost
pounds.
150
yeah,
pounds.
He actually looks kind of sick.
Yeah,
yeah.
Did you get a parasite or something?
Well, yeah. Ever since we had those raw,
it
that,
would be wild
to
see you yeah. thin.
I'll never be thin.
But I mean, I would just want to see it. Like if a computer could do it. You remember how they're like, this is what Jesus actually looked like?
Yeah.
This is thin stuff. This is biblical stuff.
I don't want to be thin, but I do want to. Listen, once the fucking tour
you pull,
is over,
you pull yeah. Matt Kazan. Remember what happened to him?
Kazan, yeah. He moved to Vegas.
He got like
he's a Vegas actor.
He got like a hot young Russian wife.
Yeah,
and then got really into juicing.
Oh yeah, and he loves juicing.
Yeah, his Facebook was all like he'd be like, "Check out the haul today," and he'd show his fridge
with fruits and vegetables.
It was just stuffed with like lettuce.
Yeah. It's crazy that his name's because I know it's Kazan, not Kazan, but he looks like a genie too.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of those things where you kind of chicken or the egg. It makes you live up to that.
I saw a couple of Sikh teenagers coming out of a, like, I think IKEA.
Did you want to seek their dicks?
I did. Seek and destroy.
Yeah.
But they were clearly high.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be awesome.
You call the police?
To be a Sikh teenager and get fucking high as shit. Then you go in the bathroom, you're like, dude, like three wishes, bro. Whatever you
think
want.
They forget they're not genies?
They're like, damn. Where the lamp at? I'm trying to chill in the lamp.
Can I do just a thought I had cross my mind?
Please.
A minute and a half ago.
Yeah.
It's an unfunny, probably 1990s observational
comedy.
Go ahead,
man. Don't, why are you so self-aware right now? What's ever stopped? Has that ever stopped you?
No. And it won't. And I'll never stop. The first guy to do steak tartare had to have been an absolute fucking psycho.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a raw egg mm-hmm. in some ground beef.
Yep.
And this is going to be fancy food.
Yeah, I want to be at the meeting. I want to be at the...
I would love to be at the meeting.
At the meeting where
French
they decided
guys.
That.
Yeah. They were like, we need to make a new food.
Right.
Yeah. And it would go a little
how
something.
How would it go? I want to be at the board meeting where the fucking guys like steak tartare.
Yeah.
Hey, well, how about steak? Well, we don't cook it.
It's okay, let's take hamburger meat.
Yep.
Let's put a raw egg in
it. I missed the underlying reference.
Well, it's just a crazy thing to invent.
I don't know what it is.
Steak
though.
Tartare?
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what steak tartare is?
As I would
you
imagine
get it
it's
a French.
Processed steak.
No, you, no it's fancy.
It's raw meat. It's
I've
raw
never
meat.
Had it.
You've never had steak tartare?
It's really good. You
we
get
have it, dude.
It's raw ground beef.
I order
with an egg
I order
in it.
Pate all the time, and I don't know what it is really.
It's
liver.
It's liver that's cooked. It is cooked, and then
it's like
here.
Blended liver and fat. Yeah,
it's good. It's tasty when you get the good shit.
Yeah, I don't. I just like sort of cruise through life.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things I don't pay attention to.
Oh, yeah. Here's a really nice one.
Because I fixate on bullshit.
This one looks good.
That looks great.
You know,
I had some
For those of you who want to know the picture we're looking at.
Like, I know different types.
It's from the local palette, Mediterranean beef tartare with pickled Vidalia onion.
Different types of elevators.
Yep.
But I remember being at a grocery store.
Anheuser-Krupp. Isn't that one of them?
Sure. I think that's a beer company.
Krupp. Isn't that...
Anheuser-Busch.
Anheuser-Busch. I think you're thinking toilets.
Isn't there...
I'll say something.
There's American Gladiator. Toilet.
I went to SeaWorld with my family as a child, which I think was owned by the Bush people, Bush Gardens, and they had Clydesdales there. I think it was when we went to SeaWorld. And there was a horse, a Clydesdale named Duke, who had...
And Anheuser-Krupp? Is that something?
Anyway, this horse had the most incredible penis I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, the most...
How awesome was it?
It was the biggest cock I've ever seen in my life.
Do you think the
life.
Only reason we're like horses let us ride them is because we're wearing pants? Like, if a horse could see your dick,
right,
and then you tried to ride it, it would be like, no, what?
Time out.
Yeah, they think our legs are dicks because they don't have human legs. They think we're birds with, like, two big dicks.
Two big dicks.
Yeah.
Or wouldn't we be birds?
So they're like, oh, I'll let this bird land on me. Sure, it's got a bigger dick than me.
Oh, so because it respects us, it thinks our dicks are bigger than its.
Right.
It lets
I can't
ride.
Imagine being a horse.
Yeah, yeah.
Walking around my
They have been, over the years, so nice to us.
Yeah. Some little dick bird.
Well, it has a big dick, I thought.
Well, yeah.
If our pants are off.
If the pants are off, yeah.
Now, it still thinks we're a bird.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're dumb. They're horses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't think about
things. They're not dumb.
I wonder what a horse feels like. Like, if imagine you put your bare balls on a horse's back.
You would think that they
it would get annoyed.
Here's the thing about a horse,
you would think they would
want to
breed them
it.
To have a smaller dick because they're racing animals. And so you want to cut as much
you
weight as
torque.
Possible.
And
well,
the
sometimes
it's a drag.
Mm-hmm.
Horses might be the only species where, like, the women's sports are.
Just
as
good.
Comparable, yeah. They have fillies that win, like, Kentucky Derbies.
Well, they race women against horses?
They let women. No, they let the lady horses.
Oh. What's a gilded
goat? You don't mean female jockeys. They would still lose.
They would lose.
No,
yeah.
You need a little Mexican
clear,
guy.
You put a woman
You need
on.
A little, tiny little Mexican guy.
Yes, absolutely.
My dad went on vacation with his family, and... They were, like, on a horse trail, and the horse broke, and it galloped. And my grandfather was like, that boy's a natural equestrian. He's also a short man. And he said, I think it's one of his greatest traumas. His dad took him to a stable to be measured as, like, a potential jockey.
Your dad?
My grandfather took my dad to a stable to be, like, measure my
boy.
But
he was too big?
I don't think he went into jockeying.
He didn't want to be a jockey.
I mean, it's pretty embarrassing.
Your dad's little, isn't he?
I mean, he's not crazy. I'm crazy. He's like 5'6".
Yeah, that means he's smaller
than
that.
He probably used to be 5'7".
Nah, you're lying. He's probably smaller than that.
Why would I lie?
He's taller than it. Are you taller than your dad?
We're about the same.
Yeah.
I'm taller than my
dad. He's taller than his dad.
Yeah.
I feel like you're supposed to do that.
You're supposed to get taller than your dad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're not, you should kill yourself.
I'm shorter than my dad.
My dad might got an inch on me.
Really? I'm shorter than my dad, and I'm the same.
You should kill
my parents have shrunk, but my mom used to be the same height as me.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah, they're old now.
That's hot.
What about her tits?
Same Come size. On,
show a little respect.
Dude. What? Am I asking a question?
I would never say that about Venetia.
You have said. You said you wanted to fuck her, I think.
No, I just said that when she hugs me with her giant tits, it feels comforting. And it does. I feel so loved.
I feel like no matter what, if I have kids, they'll probably be taller than
your
me.
Your cord's fucked up.
But they'll be taller than me when they're like 10.
Yeah.
That's going to be terrible. Because they're already not going to respect me on like an emotional
level. Of course. Well, you won't be in their lives.
Yeah.
That's not a big deal.
Yeah, I will through Wikipedia.
Yeah.
With the cords.
But
it's really cool in that movie Boyhood where Ethan Hawke like doesn't have to be in his son's life because he has a cool enough car.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Never
with,
seen it. I don't like movies where people don't get shot.
Angels in the Outfield.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
No one gets shot in Remember the Titans.
Yeah, but it's implied. There's implied violence.
There's racism, which is a type.
Yeah, there's a type of gunshot.
Type of shooting.
And a guy gets his shit fucked up. He gets paralyzed and dies or some shit.
Yeah, in a car accident.
And any people, okay, violence or someone calling, making fun of a guy calling him gay.
Really?
They do that to Sunshine. Mm-hmm. I just mean hazing or violence or something.
Shout out to Ethan, friend of the show, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You could probably pull an Ethan move.
I could.
Yeah. Once this show
that guy's
ends,
my fucking role model.
This show ends. I started talking to him.
Ethan wants to put you on a program. We're boys.
I fuck with
how
that
I
guy.
Started talking to him is I DM'd him. I think I was probably all coked up.
Yeah.
And I was like, you got to help stop. I was like, I don't know how to get through to him.
Dude, you know what I want?
He thinks I'm criticizing.
You know what I want?
I am doing, by the way.
One thing I would love to do is Ethan could help me. I wish it could be a looper situation where Ethan could help me now. Yeah. When I go back in time and I help fat Ethan believe in himself and get pussy when he's like 500 pounds.
Maybe he was getting pussy.
He wasn't. We've talked about it.
No, you'll probably.
He hated himself.
You're going to.
Yeah. And so, dude, imagine.
He didn't get pussy off of being a Nazi in American history.
But he didn't get the amount he could have.
Finally allow yourself to be in a relationship with someone that cares about you, and then you'll lose the weight.
That's probably true.
But then you will absolutely turn into one of those, like, change your life, guys.
Yeah, well, I think, but I also think we all should change our lives. The only reason I'm not that guy now is because
change nothing.
I'm in the middle of the battle.
No one wants a fixed clown. They want us broken.
Yeah, they want broken toys in the
attic.
They
want broken toys.
maybe they also want dick pills.
One of the best things for
my
career.
Do they want dick pills or do they want?
They do want dick pills.
Or do they want? Yeah. Something else also.
Very good observation.
That's what I'm here for, boys.
Very observational.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is it dick pills or is it...
Literally and figuratively, you carry a lot of weight.
Is it dick pills or is it maybe a fake drug? One or two fake drugs?
No, it's dick pills. Nice. It's for dick pills from our friends at BlueChew.com.
I love them.
This episode is sponsored by K2 Spice.
No, it's not. It's sponsored by BlueChew.
This episode is sponsored by fentanyl. It's sponsored by BlueChew. Say it with us, everyone.
BlueChew.
BlueChew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections.
Hell yeah.
Blue Chew is a unique online... By the way, longer-lasting doesn't mean longer-lasting before you bust.
That's true, although I have found...
It just means that your boner's there for 36
hours. I will
say,
I don't know what it is. Sometimes it's longer-lasting in that it's harder to bust, which can be... If you bust too fast, that can be a positive.
Oh, no. I've popped a couple of Blue Chews and busted.
Oh, you know, I like to tell myself I don't need Blue Chew, but then if you think about it, it's like I don't need any drugs.
Exactly.
Right. But this is the good
You've busted
kind.
Fast?
Oh, my God.
I don't buzz that fast on the chew.
Really?
I think it makes my dick too hard that sometimes... Like, sometimes my dick will be very hard, and I'll really do some damage pussy pounding wise.
Yeah.
But sometimes to switch it up, I go, oh, natural. My dick ain't, you know, it's huffing and puffing to the finish line.
I don't want
to
share.
Little engine that could.
But it does, I feel like the, you know what, I won't even say it because we're in the middle of
I was about to say the same
and
exact
I actually
thing.
Just remembered I was lying. And my dick always feels better in both, whether I'm in both categories.
Here's the Blue Chew
guarantee.
When
I'm using Blue Chew.
Every time I've used it, I've injured a woman with my penis. Because And I've lasted about 3.5 hours.
Yep. Right under, because they say
if it's over four,
call a doctor. Right under.
They
the
timed
four.
It out perfectly.
3.5.
These fucking scientists over there. Anyway, Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost.
And if you're on a if you're trying to get your dick hard on a budget, and I'll admit this. I've looked at some of the competitors' websites. Blue Chew beats them all price-wise. Beats them all
100%.
And the customer service is second to none.
Honestly, my favorite feature of Blue Chew is you only have to like go through the approval thing once.
Yeah.
So what you do is you sign up for the fucking ridiculous one, the like 90 pill
Yeah, know? The 800 milligrams.
Yeah, you pay. You just pay upfront for the monster package.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you realize you're like, all right, I have 5,000.
Yeah, I've had sex 3 times.
And you just go on the website and you hit pause. They don't have a. There's no can. I mean, you can cancel your subscription.
Yeah.
But unlike literally anything else, I mean, like there's, you know, Netflix. I don't know if you can pause your subscription with
it's impossible.
Yeah, with Bluetooth, it's a click of a button. You use all the dick pills, and then you scramble and you go crawling back
to Daddy Bluetooth.
Yeah, you have to hit a button. You can't even hit resume subscription. It just says my dick. It doesn't work.
My dick is sad and pathetic.
And they message you back immediately
and make it hard, Daddy. Mm-hmm.
And they say congrats on the sex. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Bluetooth. The tablets help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of ED. Blue Chew is an online prescription service. No visits to the doctor, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships to your door in a discreet package.
Yep.
The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of the licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online.
It's all done online.
You don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. It's a candy.
And you can swallow this dick also.
You can swallow Stavros Halkias' penis. Blue Chew's sildenafil. I still can't say it.
Sildenafil
and tadalafil. The tablets are chewable, and they're made in the U.S., and they prepare to ship direct, so it's cheaper than the pharmacy. Here's the deal,
what they should have.
I just wanted to close this strong.
If Blue Chew is listening, which they have to, that poor woman has to listen to all of these.
It's a woman?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have used my sexy form. No.
It's not. Yeah, they have to make sure that we do our job.
Oh, that's funny.
But I don't care if it's a guy listening to make sure I do my job.
Yeah, fuck guys.
A pill that
so you're saying it's a hot chick and she's touching herself.
A pill that prevents you. You ever get the, you ever like, like fuck up the bottom of your tongue, like going down on someone?
Sure, of course. Yeah, yeah.
What do you, what?
Yeah, on like, the downstroke.
The
bottom. You
that
break,
webbing
you
shit.
You cut it.
Yeah, cut it on your teeth. I guess I have a chipped tooth. So maybe that contributes to
it. Or you can be eating pussy too voraciously and it happens.
Yeah, it doesn't happen to me.
Yeah, I get all kinds of mouth injury. Fat lips, my tongue fucking gets fucked up.
I only need like 30 to 45 seconds. And the girl is screaming in ecstasy.
You know what I need help with is my shoulder hurts.
I'll help you.
Sometimes. And I have to go get, I think I might have to go get surgery because I have a torn labrum.
So you can finger pop better?
It used to never affect me, but
your
now,
hand?
No, my shoulder.
Oh, your shoulder.
And it's, well, you know, I like
you
to
got
eat
a slap
pussy
tear?
While fucking, I do have a slap tear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got to mouth on the clit, finger pop the pussy hole. And
that's why I'm bad at it, because that's, for me, that is like totally the pat on the head, rubbing the.
It's not a rhythm thing. It's
I can't, yeah, I just literally
it's
can't
my labor.
Do it.
I'm talking about it right now, and I feel it hurting. Mm-hmm. And yeah. It's just, I got to
go
to a doctor.
No, because what you said on the show, you're like, yeah, this, like, I never in my life have someone squirted from me going down on them.
Oh, that's.
I just don't know how to do it.
I love it.
Pretty
much
get
every
busted,
time.
I get busted in my face like a little slut.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I'm just sopping wet. And the girl's like, do you want to have sex now? I said, it doesn't matter if I bust.
It doesn't matter.
Madam.
What matters is female pleasure.
So easy. Okay,
but you know what gives women pleasure is Blue Chew.
Blue Chew. Mm-hmm.
Because your dick is hard.
So if you can benefit from a little bit of extra confidence when it comes time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew when you use our promo code COMETOWN at checkout, and you just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code COMETOWN, to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew
for
sponsoring this podcast. And we thank that hot girl from Blue Chew that's listening right now. And I'm single. I'm straight up single.
It's December now because you broke up in November, as we all know.
Well you let me. It was you let tragic. Me, you let it was me a practice. Car accident. You let me.
I'm trying to get over the car accident. And
with
I just,
pussy.
I need an ad, a boner pill ad bitch to get me through this.
You were giving me like lessons on your girlfriend, and I killed her. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I used too much force trying to learn.
To learn.
Yeah.
And I want to say real quickly before we go on here, and we have a lot to talk about. It's December, as we all know. I've probably already announced. I've already announced the next leg of the Prince of Pleasure tour, The Pleasure Continues. I think I've already recorded my special. And if I hadn't, if I haven't, come see the warm-up shows on December 5th. Or come see me in Boston December 9th and 11th. But also, I have a Pantheon coming up on the 15th of December. And go to stabby.biz. Very exciting. We are announcing the West Coast Swing. We got San Diego. We got Vegas.
Nice.
We got Sacramento. I think Austin. I think I'm doing a Texas run. Austin, Houston, Dallas. So,
and if you go to Vegas, my whole family will be there.
Yep. Stavi.biz/tour. More announcements coming soon. But yes.
Nice.
At this point, I believe I have already announced this on the internet. As we all know, it's already December.
And for the Boston show, you were saying everyone named Kevin gets in for free.
Mm-hmm. Everyone named Kevin.
It's a pretty common name up there. You know,
yeah, well, that's...
Amongst the Irish.
That's what the club feels I needed to do to move tickets.
All right. All the power to you.
And I...
Dave, you gave yourself a slap tear fingering. That's insane.
No, it's from
a football injury.
Oh.
But it was aggravated. It was a magnet school.
Okay. I'm like, is that the kind of effort people are putting?
No, I got a helmet to the top. I was swimming over this kid
because
I was tearing his ass up. I was a nose tackle. You know what I'm saying?
And we're playing
at Morgan State University. We got the big lights. They got the high school team at the college stadium. The dick is hard. I'm feeling amped up. The cuties are fucking watching me, and I'm getting pressure on the quarterback. Now he was a scrambler. So I only got one sack, I believe, but I was beating my man consistently.
Yeah, and we know what you mean by scrambler.
He did happen to be an African American gentleman.
Hip hop, stop.
He did happen to be. Our quarterback at the time, Laquan Williams, went on to play special teams for the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, very nice.
So anyway, but yeah, this little cocksucker jammed his helmet up into my foot as I was swimming under my arm, jammed it up, tore it up that way. That was my move.
Did you feel
very
a pop?
Nice.
I felt a pop. It felt horrible.
I had that happen to me. I was benching once, and I was done, and I was re-racking the weight, and something like it felt like, you know, where, I forget the name of it, but like the tip of where your collarbone hits your shoulder.
Yeah,
that bump.
Mm-hmm.
Something popped there.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And it went down my arm. I don't know what it was. And then I forgot about it. And this was, I had like a writing job at the time.
Mm. Yeah.
And I went to work and sitting there, my arm was just on fire.
Yeah. Something similar happened to me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it was like, I was a backup quarterback for the Miami Sharks. And the coach was Al Pacino.
Right.
And the quarterback gets injured. Mm. And they were like, listen, you're a flashy young black man.
He said that to you?
Yeah. But we think you can carry the team. And we're going to call you Steeman. Willie Beeman.
Yeah.
And basically, I don't know.
I was with you until you just bailed on the bit.
I
hated you.
I was in. I was ready to yes and.
This is because I'm at this level now. Like I have to bail that often. But
don't say that about yourself.
If you would never bail like me. If you just said,
don't do that. You had to do was describe. I was gonna say it was you.
Describe the movie, but then you just go into an Al Pacino.
Yes.
Which is the easiest impression.
Yeah, but that would require an impression.
Dude, it's so easy. Just try it. Go ahead.
Dude, my favorite.
That's good. That's a good start.
You missed it. We were outside. He's telling me about something Steven said.
Uh-huh.
And he tries to make Steven sound more Jewish than he
right,
is.
Right.
When in reality, he's...
way more Jewish.
He is, yeah.
It would require you Gentiling up your voice, not Jewing it up.
Al Pacino's Jewish.
No, Steven.
Oh, Steven. All actors are Jewish. De Niro.
All those great...
He's German.
Not only that, but they're all... Al Pacino, 5'1".
Yeah. They're all so tiny.
Pesci, 4'3".
Yep. Dude, Pesci, that picture of Pesci was just a hot-ass tall bitch.
Yeah.
That's what I need to get on.
Mm-hmm.
I need a 6'2 girlfriend.
Yeah.
100%.
And our kids are going to make the league, by the way.
Yeah.
You're going to get married to a chick that looks like the girl from Third Rock of the from
no,
the
Sun. No.
She's gonna have kind of a.
She's gonna be very
kind
hot,
of a sexy,
and
but also
girl
a little bit
from the sun.
No,
she was
not
a big, tall, kind, like maybe a little bit like a
butch.
Yeah, but not in an unfuckable way.
I'll fuck a girl like that, no issue. But I'm not
in a way that you you would watch the big game with her, and she wouldn't be.
I would love that, but I don't see that in my future. I would love a girl that wants to watch the big game with me.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
You'll probably get married to a chick like a Kathy Ireland.
It's so funny because that's such a low standard to set.
What?
Like I want
to
meet a woman that will watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, I don't mean the Super Bowl, actually, but you know, just
what big game?
I'm just in general.
Oh, you thought we were using the euphemism because we don't want to get sued for the copyrighted name of the Super Bowl.
No, I have no idea what you said. I'm using the words you said.
Yeah,
I didn't mean the Super Bowl.
He just means like a bit of a butch wife.
Okay.
Butch, but like you want to chill.
That's true.
She's fun.
Yeah, I could see that.
She could chill with just the boys and hold her own.
Sure.
That would be nice. These aren't bad things.
No, but I guess, what the fuck did that bitch look like? Kristen Stewart, is that her name?
Yes.
Kristen Davis?
No. Kristen Stewart.
The reality is you should pick Kristen a partner Stewart based on their genetic profile.
Okay.
Because what, I mean, I'm not saying, I know you think I mean it in a racist way. But, you know, fuck the high. You don't want somebody that's going to, like, die. That's the worst. That's the biggest bummer.
Yeah, don't get married.
You marry
to a
somebody
Jew.
5 years later, they get breast cancer.
You know what? I take it back.
Can you imagine how embarrassing that
I take
would
it
be?
Back. Yeah. I would absolutely marry
Kristen
Johnson.
I'm saying she has like a vibe that's attractive about
her. I'm with you.
I didn't mean it in a way that you'll get married to a lesbian. I wasn't trying to say that. I was trying to bigging you up as your friend.
I'm in there in a major way, actually, now that I think about it.
Gattaca style arrangement. Indian Gattaca.
That's
what I'm going for.
No, I don't. No, you shouldn't do that. You gotta do for love, dude. Mm-hmm. For the love of the game.
Have you ever been attempting?
The game is pussy.
Have you ever attempted doggy with a girl that's taller than you?
100%.
And that your femurs aren't long enough to actually get it in.
I bought a bed specifically so that when I am standing up, a woman is at perfect dick height.
Oh, you do a standing
doggy? So that I can do
doggy?
Standing doggy.
Wow.
Because I don't have the mobility in my lower back or the height to fuck doggy with my knees on the mattress.
A standing doggy, that's like how Napoleon probably
I love
fucked.
Standing doggy. You feel
it's
so
a noble way
you have no idea
sex.
How powerful you feel. And when I'm on my knees, I just don't have a nice base.
That's why you got to go one leg up. You do the Captain
One leg up is nice too. Yeah. But that also again, that's lower back mobility.
Mm. Yeah.
And I got to work on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. And even standing sometimes, if I'm on, if the bed is wrong or if it's too high, I've fucked
you
on my tippy toes
bed.
In a mate a lot of times.
Yeah.
I've fucked on my tippy toes quite a bit.
Yeah.
And that may, and you know what? That's where the calves
like
come in.
You're trying to see what mom's cooking on the counter.
That's where my calf strength comes in.
From sex.
Well, no, it's just an added bonus.
Yeah.
Because I fucked a prolonged amount. Both tippy toes. Because I fucked plenty of girls taller than me.
Oh, you've pumped for multiple minutes on your tippies.
I've pumped on my tippies.
Damn, I'm terrible at fucking. You ever run out of breath on the bottom?
Not breath.
You ever have to be like, I need to take a break.
I need to break from being
from
fucked. Your cowgirl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've run out of dick hardness on the bottom. Where I'm like,
it's
where
not
I'm
as appealing. Honestly, I have a real goal in my life.
Or I've run out of, I'll say this, track. Because I like to grab and use fuck from the bottom. Be a power, be a top from the bottom. Grab a girl by the hips and move her around.
Yeah.
My trot, that's when the gym, when I'm working out, I feel that's awesome.
This is probably going to be the most hated episode.
No, this is
who cares?
Sexy talk.
This is after dark.
This is like Sex in the City for the fellas.
This is for the fellas.
Yeah. I have an actual goal, and this is not a bit in my life.
Hit me, dude.
At a certain point, and it's not very long from now, to commit to exclusive missionary for the rest of my life.
The rest of your life?
Yes.
Why?
I think it is the most intimate and loving
it's
position.
Great.
Mm-hmm. There's no reason. Everything else is showboaty and flashy.
You don't ever want to eat ass from the back and
no,
then,
I'm not
and
a
then
hip-hop,
go doggy?
I'm not a hip-hop style quarterback. Just an old-fashioned missionary.
You can have a 90% missionary diet, but you got to keep... What about vacation? You're not going to fuck on the chair on vacation?
Having sex with a woman from the back is because you want to be having sex with a homosexual man for the moment.
Or maybe a straight man.
Another straight guy.
Yeah, that's true. Especially if she has short
hair. It's simulated gay sex.
Okay. All right. That's fair. That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
I recently watched A Normal Heart.
Mm-hmm. The HBO
AIDS movie with Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
And only because it's like, I was like, I'm in the mood to watch an 80s period drama.
Did he get AIDS
for the
movie?
And that was the
first
thing that came into my mind. Yeah, he did.
His method.
But there's a scene where he's having missionary style sex with...
The man?
Yeah, with the man, which like, you know, I mean, it's pretty graphic because it's basically like softcore pornography, the sex scenes.
Awesome. That. Do you see his cock?
No, you don't. That's what I mean. It's softcore. But like...
But not even soft?
The implication, like two guys fucking on camera, but like one of them's behind the other one. My mind's not doing any work. There's no like gestalt there where it's filling in the rest of it. But two of the missionary, you gotta like
you have to do the math,
to figure out the physics of it.
You have to do
it's
the
like,
math.
It's like, well, how did Building 7 come down?
Yeah. Oh man, yeah.
And
you're seeing his cock droop. Mm-hmm. The bottom's cock is drooping.
Yeah,
down.
It's just fucking like Snoopy on the doghouse.
Honestly,
sitting over the other guys.
Honestly, I think that's romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you
do. I think two fellas having heterosexual sex with each other is incredibly romantic.
So you approve of gay guys going missionary.
Adam, do you also approve of the Ridge wallet?
Already?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Nuh-uh. Wow. This is fun.
All right.
Huh? What the fuck?
Stop. Can you beer me?
What the hell?
Why? I was about to get up and get a beer.
Well, now you're about to do your job.
Okay.
What? You know, you did it. See,
why?
Here's the thing. It's not that I'm against getting you a beer, but you did it silently as if it's my job, as if I forgot to get you
a beer. No, I didn't want to order you around in public.
Well, now guess who's getting his own beer?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do it after the Ridge Wallet. So, Ridge Wallet is an exciting...
And by the way, you're drinking it... You're drinking it 10 a.m. on this December day.
Listen,
that's crazy, because as we all know...
The death of my girlfriend was hard.
Mm-hmm. While I tried to Lenny my way into learning how to... Because I feel like I'm going to have to learn at some point, because eventually the pills are going to stop working, right?
Dick pills?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to. All medicine stops working.
Well, you got to go on a break, and then you got to cycle on the different one.
Yeah.
You got to go from Viagra to Cialis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like going from steroids to HGH.
It's a real crisis, you know? Like, some people are like, oh, I'm 30. I don't know how to build a deck or whatever.
Right,
yeah.
I don't have a fucking shoulder. I have a shoulder injury. I've never aggravated it.
Right.
I didn't even know the shoulder was supposed to be involved.
Yeah.
I thought it was all, like, wrist.
You can get away with that, but...
You know what I do?
That's what I do when the shoulder locks up.
And
on
the
wrist.
I imagine I'm reorganizing files on my desktop upside down.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm like, and you got to get both. Yeah, you can go. So when the shoulder goes, I go wrist. But then, and then if you really need to, you can go finger. And then sometimes I go the whole body.
Yeah,
I barely have room for my fucking peanut head and my hand.
It's tough.
You have a full size
huge head
ag fair competition pumpkin size
huge head.
Yeah.
I got fat titty. I got titties and arm fat that gets in the way, and a fucked up shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And still I rock. And nevertheless,
still fucking like a champ.
Nevertheless, he persisted.
Very impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's more impressive than.
And
anything.
I think about Elizabeth Warren when I'm doing
anything
it.
That RBG
or whoever
did.
It was.
Yeah,
who was the one who
Hillary,
made that?
I
about?
Think it
was it Hillary?
Yeah, because she lost like a brave.
Was it really about her?
Yeah, she. I don't know.
Whatever.
Anyway, father and son team Daniel and Paul Kane launched the Ridge Wallet on Kickstarter in 2013, and now it sits in the front pockets of men, of over a million men and women worldwide.
That's honestly really impressive.
Front pocket. That's kind
of a million.
Yeah. The two have since recruited a small, close-knit team to execute on their vision of creating quality and functional products. At Ridge,
we're part of the Ridge.
The three
Ridge
of us are on the payroll.
We're stockholders.
We prefer to do more with less. It's not just a remark on resourcefulness. It's a call to maximize your life by minimizing what you bring along. Because you don't need everything to be prepared for anything. We're streamlining daily life through quality products, redefining the everyday essentials like wallets, backpacks, and chargers with minimalist designs that don't sacrifice function. Mm-hmm. By eliminating excess and building a performance grade, we turn the items you carry every day into tools for better living.
Oh, yeah.
Carry less, live moss.
Live moss. Suck more. Carry less, suck
anyway,
more.
Anyway, with the promo code,
Cumtown, Cumtown
20. I think it's Cumtown. Why don't you go put something in the cart, find pretend you're shopping on the website and walk us through it.
Yeah, buy the rich tampons.
So I'm going to go to the best sellers because I don't like leaving the crowd.
Of course.
I like being just a face.
Sure.
I'm going to buy the 18 karat gold plated $225 Ridge wallet.
Please do.
I'm going to add that to the cart.
Yup. And by the way, while Adam's doing that,
I'm going to check out.
Folks, remember to get your Stabby Baby 2022 calendars that are now for sale.
Yes. And the code
is. It
is
December, after all.
Cumtown. One word or two?
Let's find out. It's up to you.
Do you want to integrate stores? I could probably, because I have to switch over to a bigger company.
And that saved me. Yeah. That saved me
I have to redo my website anyway.
So it's the promo code is Cumtown, and I got a big discount. I won't say what it is. You guys can find that out when you're buying.
Tell them what it is. How much money did you save?
$23.
It's a lot of money.
That's real money.
That's real money.
That's a romantic evening with your lover.
That's a lot of fucking schkarol.
Anyway, so go to ridgewall.com, put in promo code Cumtown.
Tell them about the bags.
The bags are fantastic. The
bags are great.
Yeah, I'd love to know more about the bags. I can only, of course.
So they have a commuter bag.
Well, have you taken it in the rain? Because they're waterproof.
I can only speak to the small bag. I'd love to speak to the larger backpack or even the duffel bag.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, my expertise is only with the little bag, and it's very good.
The backpack is waterproof. I had used it in the rain several times, and I was like, this thing's great. It's waterproof. Got home. A book I had was soaking wet.
That was user error, though,
but
because
you
the bag
left it open.
Is good.
Yeah. I left it open.
Yeah, you left it open. Fault.
But I was pissed for a moment there.
You were like, fuck Daniel and Paul Kane.
And then when I realized it was my fault, I was even more mad.
Right. Yeah. And fuck
for
myself.
For humiliating me.
I'm going to go to the HQ and kill them and then kill me.
Mm. Yep.
Which was a parody.
A parody.
Yeah.
On Minecraft. Anyway, so check out Ridgewall. The bags, the products are fantastic. They have a slot for a charger, and you can slide the cord through the backpack. Walk around like you have a corded phone. Isn't that cool?
That's so cool.
We walk around with these cell phones,
and it's like who's in charge of what?
Yeah,
who's controlling who?
Who's yeah, exactly.
Is are we controlling the phone?
Well, it's just
or
nice.
Is the phone controlling us?
That's a good question.
But when you have it corded,
it feels like the old.
Feels
phones.
Like the old phone when we were the masters.
The
of
The old
technology.
Phones, right? When guys were guys,
guys
and
were
dames
guys and
were
chicks
dames.
Knew their fucking place,
right?
Do you want the duffel bag for real?
I'll take it.
No. Don't fold.
It's
on
become.
That. It's been long.
It's
enough.
Become more.
No,
of
I had
a
use for it. And I don't anymore.
Give it.
It's become
to
more of a meme.
You
want to
know what the use was?
What was that?
Remember when we got all those baseballs to do home run derby?
Did you bring the baseballs?
I didn't.
Come on, dude.
But that's what
I brought
that,
my glove.
That was holding all of the baseballs.
And then what did you do with the baseballs?
I'm going to get rid of them.
You're going to get rid of them?
Yeah, we're not going back out there.
Battered women's shelter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were going to do home run derby?
We went last fall with Matt and Will.
Nice.
And then most of it was fishing balls out of
mud.
The puddle.
Yeah, in Prospect Park.
Yeah, which ended up for
nice
me
afternoon.
Being more fun.
Than hidden dingers?
Yeah, because I had to figure out a system. I do get logs. Yeah. They were big puddles.
Yeah.
Destroyed a pair of shoes.
Who had the best? Who hit the most dingers?
Oh, I was just going yard. Long dongs.
It was you? You were the best one?
Bat flips. Korean style.
Mm. Who was it? You, Matt, who?
No, Matt was just...
Who's hanging?
Head and shoulders above it.
Really?
No.
That would have been shocking.
Yeah.
Was it Nick?
I think, no, it was probably pretty even between me and him. No one did well.
No, yeah.
No, we're not.
I don't expect any of the four people listed to be good.
Yeah. And then I fucked up my elbow just throwing the ball.
Yeah. It's tough.
Dude, it's wild how your joints...
they're gone. They're immediately gone.
They learn how to do like the five things you do.
Yep.
And then even still with that, you're going to fuck
them up. You'll hear a pop out of nowhere. A day you're feeling good.
Yeah.
It'll just pop.
I feel like if I reversed the hinges on my refrigerator, I'd have to go to the hospital after
just it opened on the left
the
side.
The novelty of
it. Yeah.
Would break my, my entire...
Oh, yeah. My body's garbage, and being on the road every weekend is not helping.
Mm-hmm.
But once I'm Prince of Pleasure tour, the pleasure continues, once that's over in about June.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we're coming to a lot of places. If just keep your eyes peeled, folks. I'm trying to go everywhere. Once that's over, I think I'm going to do another health retreat where I just disappear for like 3 months.
You know where you should do a show? At a maximum security penitentiary.
I'll roast them.
Oh, you'll do crowd work?
I'll do crowd work.
With hardened criminals.
I want to do stand-up.
Jeff Ross style.
You know what I want to do is I want to take a stab at the Chappelle stuff.
Yes.
Because I think I can be the...
Yeah.
I'm going to be the guy.
Well, you need a jacket that says Mullen on it.
Mm.
That has the M. You need an M logo.
Oh, he does wear a lot of Chappelle branded stuff.
All the time.
Yeah.
That's a tough look.
Yeah, you can't
do that. Did you watch the special?
I didn't, actually.
Yeah. No, I didn't watch
it. I'll watch it now if you guys want.
Yeah, let's watch it tonight.
I don't want to watch stand-up.
Well, we'll watch it until we turn
it'll
it off.
Barely be stand-up.
We'll watch for like 4 minutes.
But I'll be interested.
Yeah, well, let's watch. Fine.
And then, you know what I got back into the other night is Pablo Francisco.
Hell yeah, dude.
Best comic.
Dude, it's just so good.
The first time the Inner World bit dropped,
Tortilla Boy, dude. That was my favorite stand-up when I was like 12.
Oh, comedy used to be so much better.
Absolutely.
It's fun. Like, even, you know, like the guys that are... like, you know, I guess our age, but you know, they're like sharp, they're in their prime or whatever doing it. Very funny guys.
Your Soders,
Soders, Shane, like Tim.
Sam,
yeah.
Tim, yep.
It feels like they're where they are because there's a vacuum because like,
Pablo Francisco's not doing work.
Well, I feel like in total comedy was better fucking 20 years ago.
Well, I think those guys are, I think there would just be more and varied acts with them.
Like, well, that's what I mean.
They're the like guy. They're the because that style of stand up was around in that generation. But we're missing like guys who just are do voices, are theatrical.
Yeah, dumb.
Cat Williams. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
and you got to think is it because I'm like old?
Could be.
Would somebody that's like 18 watch the Pablo Francisco Tortilla Boy thing and say this is the worst shit I've ever seen?
I don't know. I feel like that might translate even more than like
honestly,
really, really good stand-up of its age. I feel like as much as I love stand-up, I think it doesn't hold up for the most part.
I'm way more down to watch his presents than the Chappelle thing after this.
Okay.
I think I remember every bit. I watched it so many times as a kid.
Well, I don't know how we're going to watch it.
YouTube, dude. It's
it's on YouTube.
For sure.
Yeah.
Nice.
What are you doing? You're done?
No, I'm not done.
You getting a beer?
No, I got my beer.
Oh, you did get your beer.
Yeah.
Drinking beer, that's another thing that used to be great.
Yeah. Hey, man, maybe it's time.
It might be. I was thinking, you know what? We do a final European tour.
Yeah. Or we just go to vacation in Europe.
That's our swan song.
Well, what I wanted to do is there's that, you know, those like monk beers, the Trappist beers?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a brewery you have to like ride a bicycle to
because
they only sell the beer.
The Fat Tire Brewery.
No.
Because they have the bike on the package.
That's true. Good. They do have a bike. So it's like getting exercise.
Yeah.
But there's one you have to, in Belgium, you have to ride a bike.
You're going
to
relapse there?
Yes.
You know what? I support that because that took a lot of effort to get there.
Mm-hmm. That's
you had 100 times to change your mind.
But here's the best part. You have to drive when you leave.
You have your car shipped there.
Yeah.
You have to soberly ride a bike. Mm-hmm. But you have to drive through very narrow roads.
That's awesome to be a monk, to be a guy in just like a Franciscan robe.
Yeah.
And you're just making beer all day.
Yeah, they're still doing that?
Yeah.
That's pretty chill.
You can see why, like, you know, whatever this, I guess, like, atavistic trend of wanting to be like a clergy member from 600 years ago.
I don't know what that word means.
What, clergy member?
Atavistic.
Like something that's like...
gay?
Yeah, well, like...
gay and fucking annoying people want to do it.
Yeah. Now I know what that word means.
You know, like a super throwback.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
Like yeah, retro.
Yeah,
retro.
That I could get into if you were like, oh, it's my racial duty to make beer in a church all day.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. That's the one, like, all these kids pretending to be Catholic is fucking so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But if you threw it back to like, yo, We're just hanging out with the fellas. We're going to cut the middle of our hair off.
I love that.
Yeah. Just
gonna,
the bald yarmulke.
And we're just going to say, fuck getting pussy. It's just the fellas, and we're going to chant fucked up all day.
Just chilling with
hold my clothes on with a robe.
That sounds... That is the first religion that... Yeah. But the not getting pussy ever.
Stuff. Yeah.
Also, didn't the guy who did... didn't the guy who did genetics, wasn't he a monk?
I don't know.
Darwin?
No, what the fuck was his name? He did like X, he did alleles. He figured out alleles.
Oh, shit.
The fuck was his name?
Mengele.
Al Leal?
Mendel. It was Mendel.
Mm.
Oh, Mendel. I remember that name.
Yeah. I think he was a monk. So you could even do little science projects, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you could just get pussy like every 3 weeks, then I'm in.
Just to clear your load.
Just to clear your head.
Yeah.
You're
not allowed a jacket either.
You can jack it, come on.
In your chambers?
In your fucking chambers. Who's going to stop?
On your wooden bed? Bed made about
I'm going to need, you know what? I'm going to need a good mattress, too.
Oh, do they sleep on, like...
If we just
they
mix...
Live aesthetic
if we sprinkle
lifestyle,
a little bit of modernity into this...
Yeah.
And I basically mean just... I'm going to need the Helix mattress plus size.
What it sounds like what you want is just a robe. You could just get that and continue.
You could just get that for your apartment.
Yeah. That's all you really is.
You're
you can
right.
still keeping do stand up.
You're actually
pussy.
Right. That I live with one of my best friends.
Mm.
I just hang out all day. You're right. I just want a robe.
Yeah,
right.
Your life is better.
My life is so, it's pretty sick, honestly.
Yeah, that's great.
If I wasn't on the fucking road so much, but that's my dumbass choice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to stop doing comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I meant. Just quit my job and fucking hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to play fucking make beer. Fuck that, dude. I'm going to live in my apartment. I'm going to play PlayStation.
Those monks are probably like IPA monks.
Yeah, and I'm going to probably like, yo,
you
want to
try my
I just decided
my home brew. Yeah.
That's actually a stupid thing to want.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, so we're going to watch Pablo Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cat Williams.
Make some popcorn.
Yeah, I do want to, I guess, watch some of that Chappelle.
I want to watch it, too. So we can just actually tell Adam to suck our cocks.
So afterwards,
I'm down
to watch.
I don't care. I'm a team player. I said this already.
Who's angry in the right way, you know?
Yeah.
Did anyone like it? Was anyone like, this is good?
I think some people did.
Comics, though?
I haven't asked.
Yeah.
I wonder if people said it was good. I think most of it is just like kind of Chappelle gets a pass because he's a legend more than the special was good.
Yeah, I agree.
Is what I think. But I wasn't even really paying that much attention.
And what's the story at the end? There's a trans person who knows that killed themselves or something.
I don't know if that was the last. See, that's the other thing. Even if this was a good special, he's been talking about trans people for like 3 in a row.
So maybe a little fixation.
To be fair, though, everyone talks about
Except for Eddie Murphy,
who sucked one.
No,
off.
I mean,
he loves to give them a ride.
I mean, if you were only on social media, which is probably what the problem is, he probably just looks at social media all day. Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
You would get the impression that that's the only conversation.
I guess, yeah. But I mean,
plenty of
stand-up specials don't fucking have to talk about that.
And name one special in the last year that hasn't entirely been about trans people.
Cat Williams did a full trans people special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was tremendous.
Yeah.
Monumental.
I would love to see that, actually.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
He would really knock that out of the park.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he still hasn't found out about them.
Nah, he knows.
But once he does.
He knows.
Yeah, how would he not know?
He's from Atlanta, dude.
He's fighting kids.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
It's a pretty gay place.
Atlanta?
It's a pretty LGBTQ place.
I haven't spent much time there.
It's nice. I love Atlanta.
Really?
Hot Atlanta, yeah. They got good fucking restaurants, bro.
Do they?
I don't know. I think I'm actually going to be there as well. In March, maybe. I don't know. Stay tuned, folks, to these podcasts that we're recording live.
Mm-hmm.
Back in New York.
Back in New York.
It's so good to be back in New York.
It's so good.
It feels
good,
And we apologize for the
9/11 2 has already happened. We don't have to clutch our pearls about it.
And this time the Jews admitted it was them.
Yeah.
Yeah. This time we kept it real. I warned you.
What's going on with the, there's like new JFK stuff
that is there?
Declassified or?
What did they say?
That Oswald, I think some guy said that he, a guy that was in like part of the CIA's anti-Cuba thing, like uh-huh. Where they got like Cubans, like rich Cubans that to fight against for the Bay of Pigs shit. He said, I think a guy like that claimed that Oswald trained with him in Guatemala.
And what CIA. Does that what does that mean?
Because the CIA did those.
Oh, the CIA trained.
Yeah.
I thought we knew that or something.
I don't fucking know, dude.
Yeah, they're never gonna. It's
who
never
fucking
gonna
cares?
Fun.
They got away with it.
It would be funny if eventually, like 5 years, they're like, okay, we did it.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Everyone's dead.
Here's why I think they did it for sure. Mm-hmm. Have you seen a video of LBJ when he's old and he grew his hair out?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's the kind of man that like went insane from guilt mm-hmm. and just grew his shit out.
You think so?
I think so.
Maybe he was transgender.
Maybe.
Early.
He had a big cock. He probably could have made him a nice clit with that thing.
Yeah, but webcamming didn't exist back then.
Yeah.
So there was nothing.
So that's why he went crazy?
Yeah. You had to wait until Chatterbait existed.
Yep.
Well, sorry again, folks. It's,
no, that's good stuff.
Oh, okay.